We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Talkin' Tech with Teddy. Now, here is your host, Teddy Allen.
Great day to be a Bulldog. Thanks for joining us. Today, just 2 games left in the season. We're spending this week with number 13 in your program, number 1 in your heart, Isaiah Graham.
Yes, sir.
From Bastrop, Louisiana. Bastrop, same hometown as our president, Dr. Yes, Les Geis. Isaiah, did you get around to meeting Dr. Geis?
Oh, yes, sir. Over these past couple of years, me and Dr. Geis have grew in a relationship to where, you know, it's forever, you know.
Good.
It's going to last forever. So
yeah.
Every time I come back, I'll make sure I go see Dr. Geis.
Morehouse Parish Brotherhood.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah, 6 feet, 190. He's been a Bastrop Ram. He was a TCU Frogger for the last 3 years. He's been a Bulldog, and he'll play his last game in the Joe. It looks like Friday night.
Yes, sir.
Did it seem like just yesterday?
Man, I was just talking to my mom about it the other day. Man, I don't know. Like, you know, feeling so many emotions, so many thoughts. You know, your last time playing at home. But, man, wrestling has been good to me, coaching staff, family. You know, I can say here I grew just not in the facility, you know, outside the facility. Yeah. Meeting new teachers, meeting the president, you know, just building relationships outside of football. So, I mean, I think Louisiana Tech and wrestling a lot for the things they've done for me.
We're thrilled that you spent the time here with us. When did you graduate?
I graduated August of this year.
Okay. And your degree's in what?
Well, mass communication.
Okay. Of course, you're taking some classes now.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and then that'll be it, right?
The end of this course? No, I'm actually finna finish with my grad
school. Great.
Yes, sir. So.
So this is finals week. You've got how many more quarters to go?
I got like 15 more hours, so like 2 or 3 more.
Good, okay.
So.
Well, it'll be good to see you around.
Oh, yeah, I will be back.
Do you have plans for when you get out of school?
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm just trying to – first, I want to finish my grad program, so that's my main goal right now, try to finish that, get that out the way, and then, you know, just see whatever offers me after that. You know, I really want to get into coaching, so I talked to Coach Holtz about coaching and stuff like that, so I got a lot of options. You know, I just got to make my mind up.
Okay, that's a great idea, because last time we talked, I mean, you kind of wanted to go into communications, but
yeah.
You're the kind of guy who you poured your life into kids through coaching.
Yes,
you can really make a big difference.
Yes, sir.
Well, good. Okay, well, you got a lot of options open, and you're not a very old man. In fact, today,
Yeah, they still haven't fixed it.
It's not your birthday. It's always, we did this last time. It's not, your birthday's actually on what day?
April. Okay. April 17th. I got a call from Haley. Mm-hmm. Say, today's your birthday. I was like, no, it's not. She's like, well,
it's only a half
Miss
year.
Miss Jean gonna be calling soon. I say, oh well, I gotta break the news to her.
You'll be 24 in April.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You don't have any idea how young that is, by the way. So appreciate that. that's wonderful.
Yes,
all right. The other night you caught a touchdown pass. You've probably forgotten, but me and Isaiah are sitting in the deck right now, and I'm looking at where you caught it, and I thought you were going to run into the goalpost barrier. Did that cross your mind?
I peeked it as I was running. That's crazy, huh? And when I slid, I kind of used my arm to get around it, but yeah, it was close.
From the angle I had, I said, God, he's going to catch it. He's going to creep. And it's been that kind of a year. So
yeah.
Bulldogs won it 42-32 over Charlotte, and that was, I think, a 32-yard touchdown pass. What was the name of that play, if you're calling it?
Pirate.
Okay.
Pirate.
But that's not – you say other stuff too, right?
Yeah, we say a lot of other stuff, but yeah, it's Pirate.
Do you want to share the other stuff y'all say, just so people can hear what a play sounds like?
I think we was in locker.
Formation.
Locker. Locker is the formation, mm-hmm. so that means I go to the call. So if it's locker, beads left, mm-hmm. rock is right, obviously. So locker, I'm into the boundary, so the tight side of the field. I go out to the outside of numbers or the inside mm-hmm. edge. It depends. So I did inside edge so I could wind them and slip.
Mm-hmm.
Safety came now.
Gone past him. Tell me about that ball Aaron threw.
Oh, it was a beautiful ball. You know, he just let it go.
Yeah, but it was safety's head in front of the – corner.
Yeah, run under.
Yeah. That you run under it. Yeah. It was a beautiful play and, again, helped the Bulldogs win it 42-32. You caught a touchdown pass at ODU this year
mm-hmm.
that was a crossing. It was how different was it from the ball you caught the other night?
It was pretty much the same, probably the same play if I think about it. Same play, just a –
It just seemed like this was more of a cross.
Yeah, this was more of a cross. You know, I had the near upright, and on the play from this side, it was kind of the middle of the upright. So
okay, 15 catches for 220 yards and two TDs this year. And you got hurt twice.
Yeah, I missed two games.
Mm-hmm. The first one was that you got hurt at Mississippi State.
No, came back and got hurt at NC State. Yeah.
So Mississippi State game, you got hurt on a comebacker that gave the Bulldogs a big first down.
Yes, sir.
That it gave them another series before the punt got blocked. That was yucky fied. I still keep wondering if the Bulldogs could have held a 20-point lead in that game.
Man.
Y'all might be undefeated right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a strong guy, but I was talking to Coach Holtz the other day about how you can play – your whole college career, 4 years, 5 years, and not lose four games on the last play of the game. And you guys did that in 8 weeks.
Man, I mean, you know, a lot of people say a lot of people look at W's and L. You know, mm-hmm. I look at it. Me and Coach Holtz had this conversation that, I mean, this year I learned more about myself than I did in my 20 years of living. You know, it was a lesson, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, man, we practiced hard. We had a good fight, and it's just like at the end we always, you know, couldn't pull it through, you know. And for the young guys, man, it's a lesson, you know. I feel like they know what losing feel like, you mm-hmm. know, and it's not a good feeling at all, you know. But you learn in your losses more than you do in your wins, you know. I wish I could go back and change every single last one of them plays and
right.
learn my lessons later on down the line, you know. If I could change it, I'd be like, nah, I want to mm-hmm. win. But you know, I mean, we fought a good fight
and won the other night and still got a game play.
You know, and I feel like that was a breakthrough for us. You know, mm-hmm. we really realized, like, how good we really are. You know, our record does not define this team at all, man. I feel like this is one of the best teams I've ever been on that just had a lot of bad luck.
Everybody does seem to get along real good. Heads are up. The other night, the body language against who y'all – Charlotte was looked like you just having fun and playing football.
Yeah.
Do you have any pregame rituals?
You know, music-wise, I try to listen to gospel on the way to here, to the stadium. As soon as I get here, I walk the field down and back just to get a sense of the mm-hmm. stadium. Away games, that's way more important to me because I could walk down, just look at the stadium, check out the environment. I haven't been somewhere, you know.
Get my mind,
all right, I'm here, let's walk mm-hmm. in. My game day text from my mom. I look forward to that.
Okay,
Miss
Angela.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite moments. Just
our
connection before the game. You know, she tell me, "Good luck. Don't want to go out there and make no jumping over the head catches or anything like that. Trying to stay not, don't get hurt, you know. So I had to listen to that a little bit. But other than that, you know, just music, my good luck takes from my mom, and just, you know, bonding with my teammates.
All right. Mom, Angela, daddy's Willie, and Willie is also your brother. Is he a junior?
He's a, no, he's the third. My dad's the junior.
He's the third. Gotcha. Isaiah Graham, were you named after somebody in your family?
No, my, I was told this, that I was named after Losing Isaiah, the movie.
Okay. Well, you're one of my favorite Old Testament players on the team.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a favorite uniform? Y'all got some good-looking unis.
I love the all blue.
All blue's good.
I love the all blue.
With the white hat?
White hat. All blue, white hat.
What is something you've done volunteer-wise? I know Miss Jennifer Holtz will tell y'all to show up. Whether or not y'all know what y'all are going to do, I don't even know if you know. But every now and then, she'll gather y'all up. What's been something you've done with your teammates volunteer-wise that's done you so good?
The hurricane is probably one of my favorite events, you know. Not the hurricane, the tornado, you know. Just going around, having people as a whole. I feel like that was probably one of my favorites. Also, I did a lot of community service with Coach Jackson as well, like going to the Boys and Girls Club. That's probably my second favorite. Just bonding with the kids. Mm-hmm. We just played basketball. We just did a lot of fun activities, you know. That's probably was one of my favorites too. So out of those two, I wouldn't know which one to pick, but those was my two favorites.
Good. And of course, Isaiah's referencing Ed Jackson, longtime coach here, great guy. And at the Boys and Girls Club, we have another former Bulldog, which is Odante Osborne.
Yes,
so
sir.
God bless those two guys for their ministries. Speaking of, it's Thanksgiving week coming up here. As me and you are talking, it's a week from Thanksgiving Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things you're thankful for.
First of all, foremost, man, I'm thinking for my parents. They played a big role in my life, just on raising me the right way, you know, showing me the ropes. Family, like, I'm a big family guy. I'm very thankful for my family. It's nothing that I'd rather do than just be around family. I'm thankful for my teammates, just spending Thanksgiving with them. You know, a lot of people don't really get to go home for Thanksgiving, you know, when playing college football. So that's one thing I can honestly say, you know, just having Thanksgiving with them, bonding with them is a blessing, man.
That'll be next week. Y'all will spend Thanksgiving together, and then Friday leave to go to Houston, play at Rice next Saturday at noon, and that'll close out the season. Bulldogs are going to play Southern Miss, the bad guys, here Friday night at 7 in the Joe. Let's talk about, you mentioned your teammates. Talk about them for a moment. You got a few more minutes?
Oh, yeah, I got it. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you a name, and then you give me a word or like a sentence that kind of explains one of these brothers.
All right.
That you would know in a different way than we would. Trey Harris, who's having a great year.
Silent but deadly.
Oh, good. Smoke Harris.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
When I bring up his name, when I ask players, who's like one of the craziest people on the team or funniest people, he's about half the time
I'll
say.
I could say the funniest guy, probably the funniest guy on the team.
He's he gets all he can out of his 5'6" frame. And
oh,
the
yeah.
Smoke show is a lot of fun. Transfer in is Samuel Emulous.
He's funny too. He's trying to be quiet, you know. But once you get to know him, man, he's
he can bring it.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
What about your boy Bud Means?
Oh, he gonna talk to you. You gonna have a reason why. You gonna he's more like the grandfather of the family. He's a grandfather.
Well, we're getting to know him this year. He's had some big plays.
Oh,
Praise
yeah.
O'Corey hadn't got to play as much because he's been a little banged up. What about Praise?
Praise is the next president.
Mm.
Yeah, Praise is probably he's a teacher of the room. You know, he's the professor of the room, man. Praise is a good guy. Me and Praise have got close over this past year. I think Praise is going to be something special.
Praise is on a LTAC video that was released today where student athletes are thanking LTAC donors for their support. And he comes off, I mean, he's in a t-shirt, he comes off very presidential.
Yeah,
with Senator O'Corey.
Yeah.
Kyle Maxwell, who threw a touchdown pass this year, by the way.
Man, that's the room child. That's our kid. Like, that's who we got to protect.
Kid,
yeah.
Kyle Maxwell, a good receiver. Another receiver's Griffin Hebert.
Great pair. I mean, Griffin's like the old grandpa.
I was gonna stay
that if you're not just gonna talk to him, you gotta talk to him for some reason.
He's really a good receiver.
Oh yeah, he's a very, very good receiver.
And I feel bad for my guy Juwan Johnson just because he's been hurt this year.
Yeah.
So we'll get to hear more about him next year. But tell us a little bit about him. We've seen him play. We know he's fast.
Oh yeah, Juwan is gonna be. He's gonna have a great future here. A little bit about Juwan. He's can play any position on the team. I can promise you that, and you gonna know who Juwan Johnson is. So he's very athletic, and I'm excited to see Juwan as well.
Coach John Allen.
Coach John Allen came in last year. Mm-hmm. Man, Coach Allen has did a lot for my game here at Louisiana Tech, not just as a coach, but also as a person. I feel like he's a big leader on this team. Coaching wise, and I feel like he has molded our room into being one of the best rooms on the team.
You know, he told me back in the day at James Madison, I said, who on our team would you compare yourself to? And he thought for about 5 seconds, he said, Smoke Harris. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I bet Coach has some game now.
Yeah, he did.
He probably still does. What about Trey Holtz?
Trey Holtz, man, that's probably one of the smartest coaches on the team, like that knows football, man. He really loves the game.
He loves it,
and
too.
He shows that he loves the game, man. Sit down and talk football with him all day.
And he would do it.
Yeah,
his dad would, too.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's see. You went to Bastrop, Semper Fidelis All-American Bowl. You got to play in because you're so good as a senior, graduating 2016. Where was that bowl game at?
That bowl game was in Los Angeles.
Oh,
it was in
Lord.
California. And you know who actually was my quarterback in that game? Austin Kendall.
Yeah, no fooling.
Oh, yeah.
So y'all hadn't talked since then, right?
No, I didn't even – I mean, we had a mutual conversation, and then I was like – it's like, Austin's coming here. And I go look him up. I say, what?
That's that dude.
And I like – he's like, bro, yeah, we did play together, huh? And he went to Oklahoma, and I ended up going to TCU.
Right.
So it's like we seen each other. I think, So,
well, I'm glad y'all both wound up here.
Yeah.
Okay. You could have gone to Arkansas, could have gone to Tennessee, could have gone to South Carolina. Did you pick TCU because it was closest to Bastrop?
No, it was just the offense at the time was doing like really good things, and they was throwing the ball around. And I had made a good relationship with Coach Meech, mm-hmm. Doug Meacham, and Rusty Burns, right. Coach Burns. And our relationship just grew over my time in high school. Mm-hmm. So after my sophomore, freshman year, Coach Meech ended up going to Kansas. So we got our quarterback coach became my offensive coordinator.
You know?
So a couple of things changed, you know, and I felt like it didn't fit me anymore, you know.
Gotcha.
It was time.
And you caught 48 balls. I mean, you caught a bunch of balls over there. You played 19 games.
Mm-hmm.
So then you decided to come to Ruston, though, and how long were you on campus before you knew I definitely made the right decision? Because those are hard calls to make.
I mean, coming in, you know, decision making was a little different for me. You know, I have been to college. I done been around college ball. I'm not, you know, high school looking for, you know, this party life or, you know.
Correct.
It was strictly business when I got here, you know. So
you've grown
a
lot.
And first of all, family, you know, like I said, I'm a big family guy, and my family loves coming to the game. You know, they haven't missed a game this year. I don't even think they have missed a game since I've been here, you know, home or away, you know. So I wanted them to be able to come see me, you know, with less time, me going home. So that played a big decision as well. And then when I got here, you know, this was my only visit that I took before I made my decision. So I sat down at Coach Ho's house. You know, I didn't go to the best restaurant in Ruston. I didn't go stay at the best restaurant. You know, my visit wasn't fake, as I'm trying to say. You know, I did things that I would do on a normal basis. You know, they wasn't trying to sell me this dream that this the best city in Louisiana.
We're just a regular day in Ruston.
This
is
regular day in Ruston. This is what you want. This is what you're going to get. And this is this. You know, it was very raw. And that really stood out to me. So.
Well, you've been a big help to the program.
Yes, sir.
And had some fun. Just like the catch the other night was a fun catch. Do you remember what Angela texted you before the game?
It was just counting my last days, you know, going down into your last three games, you know, just put your best foot forward, you know, and just relax and play your game. So, you know, and she also sent me a message just saying, you know, like, lead a pass in the past, you know, just look forward. And I feel like that message kind of stuck with me before that game. You know, that message probably was one of my favorites out of the year, you know. So
I'm looking forward to seeing how she gets you fired up for Friday.
I take pride. Like, I'll check my phone. She was a little late this past week, too. She was a little late.
Come
you know,
on.
I was almost on the field when she sent the message. I said, come on, mom, you slacking.
2019 led the team in yards per reception with 19 a catch average. You also had an 80-yard touchdown reception against North Texas. Do you have a favorite route?
Post.
I was going to say.
I love to take the top off, yeah. You know, so.
Then this year, again, 15 for 220 and two TDs. Last year, 20 catches for 225 yards and three touchdowns. You were with the guys and all, but last year was a tough year for everybody. Yeah. It just, you know, everybody gets a pass on last year.
Last year was, man.
I'll never forget Cody crying at the end of October with Russi, who you love and who's team captain, after that fourth game in a row got wiped out.
Man, I miss – I don't know. I got COVID after the UAB game. They told me that I had COVID the Thursday on a walkthrough before the UAB game. Me and Zeke, man, and that probably took – for the rest of the year, I was like,
That's tough because that was double overtime game, too, that you –
Yeah, I'm going into my senior year. Mm-hmm. I didn't have no summer workouts. Like,
oh Lord, what are you teaching me?
Into, you know what I mean? So I was like, bro, like, oh man. So
well, this year y'all getting to play,
yeah.
And get to play two more times. So Friday night against Southern Miss at 7. Mm-hmm. Anything special you want to tell the fans about the Golden Eagles? Or I know they've just won one game.
I mean,
but they are Southern
Miss. Their record does not define them at all.
Y'all should know something about that.
Yeah, their record does not define them at all. You know, and having our record, we really watch film to really see, because, like, we know that our record doesn't define us. So when we see a record, we like, man, that don't matter, you know. We prime example, you know. So that defense is pretty good, man. They fly around. But we just going to come in and play our ball, man, lead a pass in the pass, and go 3-0.
That'd be a sweet way to end. Before I let you go, you returned 8 kicks last year for 111 yards. You caught 3 balls at TCU, by the way, when you went back over to Fort Worth. Do you miss returning kicks, or the kicking game's different now?
The kicking game a little different when you got younger guys back there, you know, more explosive guys, you know. So, I mean, for me, I was just kind of an off returner, you know, just try to get things started, you know. But other than that, man, we got, like – we got a big returner coming up, man. Play in the slot room. He's going to be something serious, man. He's going to be something serious. And then you also got Bub Means, who's 4'3", 4'2", guy.
As a kick return guy, I'm sure you return kicks in high school.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Does it hurt you when they kick it out of the end zone? I mean, that's what we want our guy to do every time. It seems like that's such an exciting play. I hate that it's kind of been taken off the board.
Man, we take so much pride in kickoff return, you know, with Coach Smith. They kick it out the end zone. It's just like, all right, you know.
But. Did it make a difference with him on the sideline the other night, Coach Dennis Smith, special teams coach? He's got a lot of energy. He moved from the box to the sideline. Could you tell a little different?
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. You know, just going into that game, man, I could tell that week of practice that we was finna have one of our best performance of the year. You know, I just felt it, you know.
It was
at that point where it was like, man, we got to get over this hump, you know, just falling short, man.
You lucky I played kind of loose with nothing to lose.
Yeah, man. I'm excited for these next two games. I want to finish strong, finish 3-0, start this winning streak for next year, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, send 18, 19 guys out with 3 straight Ws. That'd be sweet.
That'd be nice.
Southern Miss at 7 o'clock Friday night in the Joe. Anything you want to say to thank the fans or to say to the city of Ruston before we let you go, Isaiah?
Just thank the city of Ruston for supporting us, you know, throughout this good and bad. You know, I want y'all to come out to Friday. Come support the seniors for their last ride and pack the Joe.
Go Dogs. Isaiah Graham, number 13, root for him and the Bulldogs Friday night. Until then.
See ya.
You've been listening to Talkin' Tech with Teddy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.